Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Something happened to me yesterday after work that almost cost me my life, but for sure cost me $200, and it's on my hand right now, the results of that.
Oh, shoot. Oh. The phone. Busted screen.
My first ever destroyed iPhone screen, but the way it went down is what I'm so disappointed about, and somebody very close to me in my life called me a wuss.
Do you rock without a case, man?
No, Brian. Let me explain what happened, guys. So, and I know Chelsea and Tamara are going to be like, Mercury's in retrograde.
I mean, you said it first.
Yeah. I'm taking full responsibility for
this one.
Don't
blame space.
It's my fault, bro. I'm the one that's spaced out, bro. Okay, so, leaving the studio, right? I go to my car in the parking lot, just chilling. I have a grip of things in my hands. So, I'm taking some stuff out, and I put my cell phone on top of my car. Just for a second while I figure everything out. I get in my car, totally forget I did that, right? As I'm driving away, I'm looking for my phone because I always know where my phone's at. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling. You're always checking for it.
Plugging it in. Yeah. Make sure you got whatever you're going to listen to. Yeah. You got things mapped out. You're looking at traffic, whatever.
In your pocket, whatever it is, right? So I'm cruising, and all of a sudden, my phone automatically connects via Bluetooth to my car, and it's playing music from there. So I'm like, it has to be in my car. So every stoplight on Olympic, I'm like checking around in my car. I'm driving down Olympic, and I'm like checking under the seat, green light, drive. It's still playing music, but I can't find it. I go to the, you know, all this stuff. Next thing you know, I switch lanes. And right before I switch lanes, I'm like, what if it's on top of my car? And as soon as I said that, guys,
oh my God.
I see it through my rear view mirror, my phone just flipping away down my back window.
Damn.
And I just see it bounce a couple times on the concrete. And I'm like, no, I wait, my cell phone. So I bust a right turn, go around the block, right? And then I park my car. And Olympic is crazy busy, right? And at the moment that I park my car, it's a red light on Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I got to get out fast and run in the middle of the street, see how it's doing. So I run out. It turns green. Six cars are coming, a group of six cars. And I'm standing on the sidewalk. It's in the middle lane. And I'm praying to God that it doesn't get ran over, right? Five cars miss it.
Wow.
But the sixth one, and I heard it.
Oof.
I heard it because up to that point, it had not shattered or broken.
Wow, that's an impressive testimonial for whatever you had wrapped around that phone.
Yeah, I actually saved it, and it still survived. The case still survived, and I put it on a new iPhone that I got yesterday. But it got shattered, man. It was such a sad moment in that situation. I could still use it to call and text, so my outside camera wasn't working. But so then
I was telling my selfies.
Yeah, I was telling my nephew Eddie about this. He's like, bro, what a wuss. It's like, I would have totally stopped traffic. Oh. And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? I was like, I got kids now. Like, I can't be doing all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a broke guy move right there.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, I don't got insurance on my phone.
Exactly.
And I was like, well, it sounds like we need to get life insurance on you, bro. Things will be doing real good. But would you guys have tried to stop traffic? Jumped in the center of Olympic?
To be honest, I probably wouldn't have noticed it was on the ground until the Bluetooth went off. And I'd be like, that's weird. And I'd be 19 blocks away. Because that actually happened to me with my shoe and my wallet.
I put my shoes
and my wallet on the top of my roof after a boxing class.
God.
And I drove up La Brea. And I was like, man, that's, I don't know where any of my stuff is. It's probably in my gym bag.
Yeah.
And then as I'm like halfway up La Brea, I'm like, I remember putting my stuff on my roof. And I was like, oh, no. And then I drove back down La Brea. I found one shoe, no wallet. Then I found the other shoe like three blocks later and the wallet. But you could have lost that thing on the 10 freeway, and then you would have been gone for life.
Yeah, it would have been gone for life. The crazy thing about it now is that I have my new iPhone, right? But my old iPhone receives certain people's texts, but my iPhone receives other people's texts.
It's like screening your
I don't know what's going messages. On. I don't know how to get it all to get to my new iPhone, you know? Like, legit, like...
You got to get that fool off the... Your other one is on Wi-Fi, so it's getting, like, iMessage and stuff like that. The cloud, dude, the cloud's tricky beast, man. Yeah. You can't, and once you think you know the cloud will be like, no, you don't. Look, I'm going to send these ones to your computer.
First world problems. By the way, just side note, we'll wrap up with this. I didn't know that the insurance I have on my phone now offers a service where somebody can deliver to you same day your new phone and go to your house and set it up for you.
Oh, nice. Good to know.
So this lady showed up, and it's like no extra cost. It's just part of whatever $10 insurance I have a month or whatever. She showed up, and it says, like, whatever insurance expert, right? And, like, 5 minutes into it, she's like, I'm not sure how to do this. Do you?
What are you doing here, lady?
Good job.
So I ended up doing the whole setup myself.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, interesting. I was like, you guys get a lot of training for this? She's like, nah, not really. She's like, you really just got to be available to drive around.
She's like, I do Uber Eats, and every once in a while I drop off a cell phone.
I'm like, interesting shirt, though. It does say expert on it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before I get you to be the judge, if a person is overreacting over what a female photobomber did in her family picture, I got to tell you this right here. Today's the last day of this heat wave that we've been in. 85 degrees the high for LA and the OC. IE in the Valley will be hitting almost 100. Last night, downtown Fullerton, over 13,000 people were left without power. So make sure you find a way to conserve your power out there. Also, want to give you an update. We've been following the story of the people RSVPing to go to Area 51 and discover aliens, right? They have a Facebook page called Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. We can run faster than their bullets. So
absolutely not.
When you believe in aliens, you can do that.
Okay. Whatever.
So, when we first talked about it, it was only up to 250,000 people RSVP.
Oh my gosh.
Now it's over 1 million people have RSVP'd, and September 20th, they're going to unite at Area 51 and figure it out.
I saw Lil Nas X said he perform.
Oh my gosh.
Someone tweeted at him. They're like, you going to perform? And he's like, you already know. And he tweeted back a picture of when he was in the ROTC back in high school. So he's got like military fatigues on. And I'm like, damn.
He's collab with everybody on Earth. Might as well collab with an alien now, you know?
I mean, they're going to do something out there on September 20th. And the hype bros will be there for sure.
Hell yeah. We need to send our street promo cats out there. All right, guys. So I need you to be the judge on this. Do you believe this person is overreacting? She's making it go viral. She's talking it to the news because she's so pissed off about this. And even it reporting to the police. Check out what happened in her family photo while they were on vacation, according to ABC 7 News.
What was supposed to be a family memory to be cherished forever has now been tainted by
boob, nipple, everything.
It was quite the photo bombshell shocker.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't, you know, allowing us to do that. I just feel like just completely disrespected. Let's make this go viral so that she can be embarrassed. And I've had criticism on both sides. You know, people are like, oh, who cares? It's just the boob. And I care.
I mean, free the nipple, right?
What a sad, depressing lady goes to the news about it. Also, like, what is this, 1994? Did she not look at the photo on a digital camera before? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't on a crank wheel camera where they had to go to Costco and develop the film and then they found out the hard way. Then I understand it's kind of a jerk move. But you have a digital camera right in front of you, lady. You don't just, like, zoom in to make sure everybody's got their eyes open at the right time or not making a stupid face. That's on her.
Chelsea, is she overreacting or she has every to complain about the boob?
Just retake the photo. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I think it's actually pretty funny that the girl did it. I've definitely done some photo bombs in my life.
Flashing people,
Chelsea? I'm just saying, like, it can be funny in the moment. Yeah. And then you just
it's always funny.
Yeah.
It's always funny every single time. But this lady needs to do her due diligence and take a look at who's a one and done photo taker?
Yeah.
She's talking about the fact that her kids were there, man, at this family reunion and at this lady, you know, brought out her boob and whatnot. So that's why she's bringing it up.
Yeah, but free the nipple. I mean, these days and age.
Don't be a hater. Your kids are going to love that photo forever. And I'll tell you what, right now, they love it more than the pictures of all your dumb faces, seeing a boob in there. A free boob when you're a 12-year-old? Amazing.
I'm glad. I think we got you guys' judgment. She may have overreacted a little bit, according to this court.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio. Do you think the level of cuteness that you had when you were a baby has to do with how cute you're going to be when you grow up? We're talking about that off the air. Chelsea said she was an ugly baby.
I just don't think I was, like, the cutest. Like, I look back at pictures, and I'm like, you know, I could have been cuter.
But now, Chelsea?
I mean...
In comparison or just outright?
In comparison to the head you have when you're just born coming out of the canal?
I think it depends. Like, I was a pretty baby. My little brother Killian was, like, a wonky-looking baby. Just because his head was all... Look, if your head is misshapen when you're a baby, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. Like, we have a friend in Atlanta whose baby looks like it's just like an always smunched face.
Yeah.
Like he's all grumpy and stuff. He may grumpy grow up baby. To be a beautiful kid.
Yeah. Right.
But right now, he is an ugly, ugly little baby.
Shout out to him. I had like the reverse. Like I was a super cute baby and then something happened. I don't know what happened. But like I was so cute. They would ask my mom like at church, like, oh, can we use your baby to be baby Jesus? And I was so cute. Aww. Now they're like, yo, we got another place
now
for you.
Now you can't even get in as a wise man.
Yeah. we need to use them as to be a temptation for Jesus. thank God my daughters are looking cute though. I was worried about the second one, but she's cute.
Such a funny, legitimate fear though.
It is, bro.
Especially when you have
daughters, man. Yeah, my first one's super beautiful.
That's right. And you can't have the other one, like, because you know they'll know eventually.
Yes.
And everyone will be like, damn, what happened to the little one?
But I feel like you're not out of the dark yet. Because I think
What are you saying about my daughter?
I feel that I was very awkward, not cute, like 7-year-old. Like I had like chapped lips all the time. I had like the ring under my lips. That was just not cute.
Oh, you're like the lick face?
Yes. Oh, that was me. And so, but then I feel like you have to wait till like after puberty. Then you have that like re-blossoming. Look,
I don't know why you're making Edgar's daughters have to live the torture that you lived.
Both
my daughters are now gorgeous. But what's most important is that they're going to learn to be kind, loving, humble people. And that's what's going to make them beautiful,
and
regardless.
And also pretty, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Coming up next, two things that are very important. At 7:10, we're going to let you know what the key song of the day is for your chance at getting hooked up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. You're going to look cute in that regardless. And Chelsea, what's going on in your entertainment report?
So Soulja Boy is back in the headlines for something he did. And a TV show we grew up with is getting a revival. And a global talent search for it has already started. We're going to talk about that next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Soulja Boy is back. He's been released from jail. That's right. He's actually been released 146 days early. He served 3 months in the LA County Jail after violating his probation, but apparently he was released early because of good behavior.
There you go.
Time served and overcrowding at the facility. So he is out there, and I'm hoping that we're going to get some more interviews soon because the Chelsea Report has been a little bit boring without him these days. Like, I miss reporting on him. He's so fun.
Boy. I'm hoping he learns how to comply with probation.
Yeah, right.
That'd be real nice. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, fantastic. Good for him, though. Yo, facts, though. What was he in for?
So it was basically violating probation for a couple of firearm charges.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was, like, rumor he kidnapped his girlfriend, but then that case was dismissed. But there was a lot.
It's all stuff you shouldn't be getting mixed up in when you're on probation. Like, it's, you know, like, it's a suspended sentence. So it's, like, with guys like that, it's, like, you got to insulate yourself. That's why, you know, like, a lot of rappers, like, people have to when you get in trouble for, like, offsets on probation. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be really careful. Like, the homies that you're rolling with don't have illegal things on them, too, because you're the one who gets picked up when somebody has something on them they're not supposed to have on a tour bus.
Diddy made a big announcement this week. Very excited about this. He's bringing back the MTV series Making the Band, which is the reality show that forms a band from scratch and follows them throughout their musical careers.
And so I've been thinking over the last week when I was riding horses and I was hiking, what would really inspire me right now? And it's bringing Making the Band back. Making the Band 2020. I really want to do this. I know that I'm going to build the biggest band in the world. Making the Band 2020 is back.
Nice.
How many times you got to fail at making the biggest band in the world before you just give up?
I mean,
Danity Kane.
He had a good run.
Yeah,
Danity Kane.
Get
the band
out of here.
O-Town. I mean, let's hear a little O-Town.
Cause I'm on it all. On nothing.
Hey. That that wasn't planned in this report. That's rude.
I mean, it's just reality TV. You ain't gonna make the biggest band in the world. Like, there's better. I mean, all those bands that we played, yeah, they had like a hot little run. But as soon as they stop with a TV show, no one cares.
Yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to MTV for just being really creative with all these new shows.
I mean, it's kind of insane.
Real World season 85.
Jersey Shore.
The Hills are back. But I will say, you guys, if you haven't caught The Hills yet, it's actually really good.
Is that what's
I'm like sucked
name?
In?
Justin Bobby.
Justin Bobby's there. He's looking better than ever. I mean, Heidi.
Make sure to DVR
it. It's good.
Sure. The nostalgia.
Sarcasm in your voice.
Is real.
I'll just a side note, if you do want to apply to be on Making the Band, anyone out there, you can upload your video and submit it using the hashtag MTBcasting. So get on it.
It's very
exciting stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Mercury is fully in retrograde, and allegedly it's really going to go after your relationships and technology this time around. Chelsea and Tamara swear by this, and they say they've already been impacted by it. We'll dive into that in a second. I'm not going to lie for a second there. Yesterday, when for the first time ever, I got a cracked phone screen because I accidentally forgot my phone on top of the roof of my car and drove away. It fell off my car on Olympic, and it got ran over. For a second there, I was like, yo, maybe it's Mercury.
It is.
And I was like, no, that's just my dumb
You
ass.
Can't blame space like, that's my for your fault. Poor decision.
Okay, Ryan.
That's my fault
also,
completely.
By the way, Mercury's in retrograde 4 times a year, and you have shadow periods on each side. So more of the year you can blame space if you just have an inability to take responsibility for your own actions than you do not it. Mercury's in retrograde more than it's not.
That was deep.
I'd like to. I'm just presenting that out there for everybody who thinks that this is a real thing that we're talking about right now.
Chelsea, since Mercury's been in retrograde, what impact has it had on your life?
So I feel this retrograde is really supposed to affect your relationships. Yeah. And specifically, it said, and I read this last week, we talked about it.
It's on the internet, so it has to be true.
Okay, Brian. It was all about exes coming back into your life and like stirring up drama and having this be an uneasy thing. This isn't something that happens to me every week, every day, every month, not at all. But this past weekend, the guy that I'm kind of dating, I had a whole bunch of drama unfold with his ex coming back into his life, drama with me in the situation. Like, haven't been in this kind of drama since high school, literally. So there's been that. It kind of caused tension between me and him. Relationship, we had kind of a little bit of a fight. There's that. And then my ex, Kieran, texted me on Friday out of nowhere. I haven't heard from him in
weeks.
3-4 months.
Since the last time, right?
Retrograde was in last time.
I mean, but he texted me, asked me how I was doing. He was like, are you traveling anywhere this summer? How's your family? Miss you.
He dipped his toe back in the pool. That's what scumbags
do. Okay, but
that's what they do. They test the water. They're like, hey, remember, he's done this before. Where he's like,
Brian.
He does it before he comes. He's like, hey, Charles, what's up? Just check in. Check in to see if you're over it yet.
You can't deny there's a coincidence the fact that Mercury's in retrograde and I'm dealing with these. Okay, well,
it's totally
you're wrong.
All right, fantastic.
You're wrong, and Tamara's got my back. I know girl's got my back.
Tamara,
I got
you, girl. How has Mercury in retrograde impacted your life?
Okay, so I must say that I went to go get my car. It's oil changed.
Yeah.
4 new tires, and I got new brakes. And then all of a sudden, I don't have a car anymore.
Why?
The battery died.
It just sounds like an old car.
Your car was acting like a car.
No, it's out of line. It's Mercury. Mm-hmm. The timing. I got everything fixed, and now that just wants to get all messed up.
Tamara, I'm surprised you didn't know the solution to that. It's not dealing with Mercury in retrograde. It's going to Garden Grove Nissan. I got you, girl. I got you. All right, so you guys are blaming that on Mercury in retrograde?
Yes.
Fantastic. Totes. And I'll wrap this up like this. Chelsea, you also believe in speaking things into existence, right? So if you see something negative that's coming at you and saying, oh my gosh, you're going to have drama with exes, you're going to do this, why would you want to speak that into existence? Why not ignore it?
Not speaking it into existence. Honestly, this is something that, like I said, I haven't had drama in my life like this in a long time. This is something that just kind of came out of nowhere. I'm not like, I'm not someone that like creates drama or like speaks it into existence. Not at all.
All right. Coming up next at 7:45, we're going to dive into this drama that you're having with your unofficial boyfriend and his ex who you met for the first time this weekend.
I'll tell you what I'm going to blame on Mercury in retrograde.
Well, Brian.
These conversations that make me want to kill myself.
Okay. Go take a nap.
Ed
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to cool off and have fun at Not So City, OC's largest water park, by playing Izzy the Father game. We're going to present you with three different baby daddy scenarios from the Maury Povich Show. You'll have to guess, is he the father or not, according to their defense. All right, let's meet our two contestants. We got Christy from Monterey Park. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're going to be going up against Jackie from Anaheim Hills. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
If somebody has us on speaker, if you could take us off, that would be fantastic.
Or you can not go through the car wash right now.
Or it sounds like you're doing construction on something. All right, so Jackie from Anaheim Hills is Team Brian. Christy from Monterey Park is Team Chelsea. This is the way it goes. We're going to present a scenario to Team Brian, then Chelsea, then Team Brian. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the other team picks up your points. First one that gets to 2 points wins. All right, let's go. Jackie from Anaheim Hills, Team Brian, you guys are first.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So the very first one, his name is William. His defense is this. That woman's not pregnant. That's her regular belly.
Damn.
Shoot.
I'm not the father. All right, so this is William. Here we go.
I get why Michelle want me to be the father of her kids, because I'm like a local celeb. I got a good job working for a distribution company, and I'm making that pay. But I feel like every time I look at Michelle, she ends up pregnant.
Distribution company. I'm watching too much Breaking Bad right now for that to sound like a real job.
He's a celebrity. Jackie from Anaheim Hills with Team Brian. Is he the father or not?
I think he has to be the father, because Maury doesn't throw shade in the title like that without Ooh. Sticking it to the guy.
What are your thoughts, Jackie?
I think he is, because I don't know if he thinks I'm a celebrity. She probably thinks so too. So.
I mean, he might be the most famous distributor in whatever town they live in.
Whatever he's distributing. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so you're saying he is the father?
He is the father.
Here we go.
When it comes to one-year-old Zamaria, William, you are the father.
Oh! Put the heat on!
There it is. 1 point. 1 point for Team Jackie, Anaheim Hills, and Team Brian. All right, now we're going on with Christy from Monterey Park and Team Chelsea. Your second baby daddy. Here it is.
All right, Christy, let's do it.
His name is Colin. And the title of his show is, That Looks Like an Area 51 Baby. Not my baby. I'm not the baby daddy. All right. His name is Colin. Is he the father or not?
Amanda already tested three guys before claiming that I was the dad. First of all, I'm way too handsome for that baby to be mine. Now, I have a flat forehead. That baby forehead protrude like this. If you ask me, she look like an alien baby.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's me.
That's so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But babies like that do exist. I was one. I was one of them.
I mean, you know, they got weird heads sometimes when they, you know.
When you come out of that canal, bro, a lot of weird things happen to your head. All right. Team Chelsea, Christy from Monterey Park, is he the father or not?
What do you think, Christy?
What do you think, Christy?
I think we got to see some pictures.
I want to ask follow-up questions, Your Honor.
Is he the father or not, Christy? You got to answer right here.
I don't think he's the father.
Don't think he's the father?
He's not the father.
Okay, let's go with he's not the father.
All right, here we go. For the win or the loss, he's not the father.
Okay, when it comes to two-year-old AJ, Colin, you are not
the
father. Good job.
We got a tie. All right, here it is. For the tiebreaker, we're going back to Team Brian and Jackie from Anaheim Hills. You get it correct, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose.
Pressure's on.
All right, here it is. The third baby daddy is Freddie, and the title of his show is I'm a Dead Beat. Do yourself a favor. You don't want me to be the daddy.
That's amazing.
All right, is he the father or not? His name is Freddie.
Chrissy Novale is trying to convince me that her daughter Paris is mine. The day that Paris was born, she had another man at the hospital. And how do I know this? Because the guy posted a picture on his Facebook page saying that his little princess is on the way.
Woo! Facebook calling it out.
It's a tough one.
Jackie from Anaheim Hills, is he the father or not? What are your thoughts?
That's tough,
because
I can't even understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
So
what are you saying? He is or he isn't?
I need his help. I can't understand what the guy said.
I think he is the father. I'm going is. I think he is. He's trying to blame Facebook and some other guy, but I don't believe him. I don't believe these fools for 1 second.
He is the father?
I think he is the father. Jackie, what do you think? Is the father?
I mean, actually are, so let's
well, yeah, he is the father. Here,
right,
we go.
Here we go.
Moment of truth.
When it comes to 5-month-old Parrish, Freddie, you are the father.
Oh, we got it, Jackie!
Jackie from Anaheim Hills, Team Brian, take the W once again. Thank you for calling in. Love you, ladies. Christy, hang tight. We got a consolation prize for you. You get to see Brian perform stand-up comedy.
Oh, all the not-the-father jokes.
Hang tight, familia. Coming up next, we're continuing commercial-free. Also, you're looking out for the key song of the day for you to win that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. The key song of the day is Sunflower by Post Malone. When you hear that, be caller 9. Pick up a key, all right? And Chelsea's got some more boy drama, and she needs your help. This weekend, she got surprised and shocked when she met Tinkerbell, her unofficial boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, at a party. How did it go down? You'll find out coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We got a follow-up on Chelsea's love life right now. Major drama broke out this weekend. This is what she confessed to us yesterday, early during the show.
So on Saturday, I was going to finally meet his best friend, and I was really excited about it. It was his best friend's birthday, so we were kind of going to roll up to his party, and it was like, also I was going to meet the friends that I hadn't met yet in his kind of circle.
Totally an unofficial thing to do.
Very unofficial. Making a big deal. When it's unofficial, you obviously make a big deal about meeting parents and best friends.
Every single person important in his life.
I had a really hard time yesterday because I was kind of trying to swallow it all, but it was like, Saturday night was like a lot of drama for me because his ex-girlfriend ended up showing up at the party.
Oh, shoot!
And it was just like, I wish Tam was there because I needed some backup.
So, we're going to get into what kind of drama broke out because that's not all. Chelsea, you actually know her.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
All right.
I didn't realize that.
So, for those of you that are new to this, anytime any action happens or drama happens in Chelsea's love life, we create a radio novela about it. A love radio soap opera. And this is with Tinkerbell, her unofficial boyfriend for the last 3 months. They met at Coachella. They've been going strong. She's already met his father and mother by surprise, by the way. And the title of this episode is
Problemas en el Paraíso con el novio postizo y su ex.
Problems in Paradise with the unofficial boyfriend and his ex.
Chelsea, how is it that you know her from the past?
So we're acquaintances. We kind of roll in the same circle here and there. I think I met her like 3 or 4 years ago just at a random event. We had mutual friends. So we met, and the really crazy thing is, now that I'm putting all the pieces together, I actually remember her like venting to me and talking to me about her boyfriend at the time. Like, it was just like this random moment where we were like sitting there.
And
where
that boyfriend was this dude.
Yes.
Tinkerbell.
Was Tinkerbell. All right. And now it's all making sense.
Shoot.
But I remember her just like kind of telling me like, yeah, just the situation and how, you know, they're kind of, it was a rocky thing, whatever. But now it's like I'm putting it all together. And so I'm sort of sitting here feeling like a jerk in a way. But I mean, it was like 3-4 years ago. I don't know her that well.
You're not literally friends.
I can probably count on one hand how many times I've like been around her.
Right.
But the crazy thing is in May, like a couple months ago, I actually ran into her. And that was when me and Tink were you know, hanging out, whatever. And I ran into her. She ran up to me, gave me a big hug. And we were like, how good to see you, whatever. And at this point, like, I still didn't know. So, like, but I've had interaction with her recently, and I think that's, so when I saw her at the party, it was very much like, oh my God. Like, it all kind of, everything came together, and I felt just very, like bad in a way.
But you're not on, like, when you bump into somebody, like, you didn't catch up about life with her. You just saw her, at a random passing. So it's not like you didn't owe her any explanation about, like, oh, I'm dating somebody. This is my life. You don't owe her anything.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of things I want to clarify here. Who broke up with who between Tinkerbell and her?
I think it was just kind of like a messy, it was more him, I believe, but it was a messy, like, off and on thing. Yeah.
When she saw you, you saw her at the party. Did you say hi to her, and how did she react to you?
So, not at first. It was definitely like a situation where I could tell that she was avoiding me, and I wanted to say something, but I also didn't know. It was a weird situation of like, what's my place? So finally, towards the end of the night, I was like, I need to just say something, because I don't want to be like, there's clearly an elephant in the room. I don't want to be this like fake person. Last time I saw you, we said hi to each other. Now, like, it just, we're adults, so let's like
say hi.
So I know that you told us a little bit that there's some drama broke out between Tinkerbell and her that they were discussing because of some stuff that happened in their relationship that they're still kind of dealing with, if you will. And they dealt, they were, so the drama had to do between them, not even about you.
There's a little bit of drama.
But now there's something inside you where you are questioning, and this is where we need your help as our listeners. Chelsea wants to know if she should reach out to Tink's ex to try to clarify
so
things.
I did kind of say, I said hi at the end of the night, and she kind of, you know, she wasn't mean, but she wasn't nice. It was very, like, kind of an unpleasant situation.
Right.
And then, but for me, I was kind of like, I felt like I wanted to say something to her. Like, kind of the thing of, like, this hasn't been, like, this hasn't been, like, joke on you. Like, this hasn't been behind your back that I've known this whole time. I saw you 2 months ago. I almost just wanted to clear the air. It's like, woman to woman, like, man, like, it wasn't meant to play out this way, you know?
All right, so shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS. If you were in Chelsea's shoes, would you reach out to Tinkerbell's ex to try to squash any potential beef or just simply avoid her? Brian, what are your thoughts, man? If you were Tink, would you want your new girl to reach out to your ex?
God, no. But also, I don't know what, like, I don't know what reception you ever get when you meet someone's ex with them, right? Like if I bump into one of my girlfriend's exes, I plan on them snubbing me. Like, that's just how it works. Like, whether they're hurt or not, or they just, look, I don't need any more friends. They don't need any more friends. We can just walk by each other, but I definitely don't want you going behind my back and hollering at them like you're trying to, like, talk to the person that that's my deal. Don't get in the middle.
I think, and I agree with you in that sense of, like, the ex situation, but I think, like, I've been in her situation before, and the fact that I had a previous, not really a relationship, because I wouldn't call her a friend, an acquaintance, but the fact that I had that relationship already makes me feel uncomfortable, like, something needs to be said.
Tamara, from a girl's perspective, let's say you're Tinkerbell's ex in this situation. Would you want your ex's new girl reaching out to you?
Absolutely not. Do not reach out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to talk to you. I don't like you. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
No.
It's nothing personal. Like, it's business, baby. It's strictly business.
Can't we be adults, though? Like,
all right, so listen, I think, Chelsea, and you know me very well, I'm all about avoiding drama, and I think the drama wasn't pertaining to you. It's something that happened between them, so don't get yourself involved. But I will say this. I get your point of view where you're like, yo, I want her to clarify that I didn't know that when you were venting to me about Tinkerbell, I didn't know who he was.
Not at all.
And it's not like I'm trying to hook up and we're behind your back
exactly.
playing a joke on you. So I do get that angle, but still, I would stay away. Give us a call, 877-971-HITS. If you were Chelsea, would you reach out to Tinkerbell's ex to squash any potential beef or move it right along? Ignore the drama. Shoot us a call. Lines are blowing up. It's going down. 877-971-HITS. Erica from Long Beach. You're telling Chelsea, yes, reach out to Tink's ex. Why is that?
Absolutely. You better reach out. You are the new girl. She ain't got no claim. You better reach out to her. Let her know what time it is. And if you got to threaten her a little bit, her know to back up off of you. That's your man.
That's not that's not what I'm here to do. Like, I'm not trying to start more drama or, like, I don't want to make her feel bad. That's my thing. Like, I've been in her situation before, and
I kind of like what you're saying. Like, look, the girl was kind of like shading you a little bit. She knows the deal. She doesn't like you. Why don't you strike a little fear into her heart? You're like, back up off me. And then next time, look, if you lay the law down, the next time you see her, she'll probably be like, oh, Chelsea, good to see you. Like, she'll be like, I don't want any problems.
Let me ask you this, Chelsea, to see how much this girl doesn't like you real quick. Did she ever follow you on social media?
She did, yes.
Has she unfollowed you now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the new middle finger.
That was when she found, but she obviously found, she probably felt like this was all going on behind her back. You know, she'd just seen me a month before. I just know that at this time in my life, I'm all about, like, not having drama with people and clearing the air. And I'm going to run into her again in other social situations and work situations. So, can't we just be adults about it?
Now
and
lay the law down.
Come on.
Lay it down.
Erica, what would your message say, your first initial message to Tinkerbell's ex if you were Chelsea? Break it down.
First of all, you got to start with a hand clap, like boo-boo. First of all, you better start with a hand clap. As soon as you say boo-boo, little boo-boo, I'm trying to be grown, but if you cross me again, it's going to be a problem. So you got to start with the boo-boo. You got to clap first. Like, boo-boo.
To get her attention.
I think you and Tamara are soul sisters.
Erica, love you, girl. If Chelsea needs any clapping, she'll reach out.
All right, I got you.
Tracy from Encino, our last caller just said, you got to reach out to her and let her know who's boss, who the new girl in town is. You're all about, no, do not reach out. Why is that?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Because whatever happened was between him and the ex. It has nothing to do with Chelsea. She's going to look really bad because if she can't talk to Pink and she's reaching out to the ex, it shows like a weakness in the relationship.
Ooh. Okay, even if I were just to say something along the lines of like, between you and me, like, we have this past relationship, kind of, you know, we have this past acquaintanceship, and it's more about, I want you to know that I didn't know that Tink was your ex, kind of thing. It's more about between me and her. Like, it's nothing, I'm not going to address what's going on between them.
But is that
going
to look like you're taking her side in this right. beef, or your current unofficial boyfriend's side, Tinkerbell?
But it's not
because
about...
there's some beef there.
But yeah, it's not about that beef. It's more about just clearing the air between her and I.
In Game of Thrones, you get executed for this.
Oh, man. But see, the problem with that is, Chelsea, yeah. is she's not thinking about you like that for real.
Yeah.
She ain't trying to be friends.
Right. She's at the ex's birthday party, and if you come to her and say, hey, between us, I want to tell you something, it's not going to be between us, girl.
That's true.
Yeah. Tracy, appreciate the wisdom this morning. You have a great day.
Okay. All right. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye. I do appreciate Chelsea. So you're trying to be grown about this and be like, yo, woman to woman, there's no need for us to be beefing whatsoever. On the flip, you don't know her anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't want any drama, the drama that happened at the party was between her and Tinkerbell. And you're like, you're looking at drama at the party and you were like,
get over here! I want to be part of it.
All right, coming up next, we got more texts. Lines are blowing up. And we want to talk to Rebecca from LA because she's like, Chelsea, is that even about reaching out to Tink's ex or not? You just got to straight up dump Tinkerbell. Oof. Coming up next, we'll get Rebecca's point of view, and then we'll get your answer. Are you going to reach out mm-hmm. to Tinkerbell's ex to try to squash any potential beef or not, all right?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
The question is, if you were in Chelsea's shoes, would you reach out to Tinkerbell's ex to squash any potential beef? Some context for you. Imagine yourself being Chelsea, your unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell, who you met 3 months ago. Things have been going great. Things are going strong. You got a toothbrush at his place. He invites you to a birthday party to meet his best friends, another circle of friends, and guess what? His ex-girlfriend shows up at this party. Not only that, but once you see her, you're like, oh shoot, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
We're acquaintances. We're around the same circles because of the work that we do. And you didn't know this in the past. At no point in time while you're dating Tinkerbell, Chelsea, did you know...
No.
Specifically, whose ex was?
Not at all. And I even ran into her like a month ago.
You didn't even know yeah. Tinkerbell till Coachella.
No.
So
yeah,
not, that was not even an option.
Right. So, couple things happened at the party. One, when Chelsea went up to Tinkerbell's ex, she didn't greet her very well. Chelsea was polite. She was like, whatever. Two, Tinkerbell and his ex got into it. They got into an argument about some past drama, whatever it is. So now Chelsea's like, yo, I feel like I should reach out to her at least on my end to try to clear things up for my behalf. What are your thoughts on this? Rebecca from LA, why would you say, Chelsea, just dump Tinkerbell already?
Because if he is getting in an argument with his ex, that means it's not over. There's still feelings mm-hmm. there. You don't have to explain anything to the girl.
Yeah.
The only time the girl cares is if she still wants to be with him.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I woke up Sunday morning feeling so anxious. And I said to him, I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I straight up said that because I was like, I can't tell you the last time. I don't do well in drama. I don't do well in confrontations. Like, it's just not my thing. I'm like all about spreading love, girl empowerment. And like, I woke up feeling so overwhelmed. And I don't know. It's like one of those things. Like, is that a red flag of like, okay, this is not where I'm supposed to be because of all this drama. Like, this is just not normal. And of course, that crossed my mind too. It's like, why are you guys fighting at a party when it's supposed to be about me meeting his friend? Like, that was a conversation I definitely had with him. And, you know, we talked it out, but you know, it's definitely in the back of
what
my
did
mind
he say,
so I appreciate
though,
you
about the I mean because she's making a good point. Like, if I'm at a party and my girlfriend is fighting with her ex and leaving me out to the side, I'm like, this is weird, and I just go, I'd flat out leave. I'm done with this. I don't want to be part of any of this nonsense. But what did he say when you asked him, like, hey, why are you even arguing with this girl? Why don't you just say this isn't the time or place, we're done?
He said basically she came up to him and kind of instigated him and like asked him like, why isn't he talking to her, or like, why isn't he interacting with her at all? The part he was like kind of instigating her, and he's like, she just knows how to kind of poke at me. And given the situation, it's not about her, it's not about me, it's about our friend's birthday that we're there for. And you know, I mean, he's made it very clear. He's like, there's nothing between us. There hasn't been for a while. She's just kind of been this person in my life that always creates drama when we're out and about. He's like, this happens all the time.
How long ago did they break up, Chelsea?
So it's been like a year and a half, 2 years they've been broken.
Okay,
up.
But there's been some like dabbling, though, right? I mean, it feels like
so.
With that emotion, this seems like there's some like wasn't a clean break.
Rebecca, would that be a good enough response for you from Tinkerbell to not dump him?
No. You already know the actions that he's showing you. Personally, I'm savage, and I would just be like, goodbye.
I wish I could be more savage like you.
The thing is that Chelsea's probably caught some feels now for her unofficial boyfriend, Tink.
Of course, I do.
And you
want
to make things work out, and you don't want to let another girl ruin what you have.
Well, look, I don't have the answers. I'm learning every single day. I'm learning in this relationship, but like, you know.
Here's the thing with not having the unofficialness and not having the definitions is you're in a gray area of, can you even tell Tink to not talk to this girl?
Yeah.
Or can he not? Or like, you guys don't have a definite, like, we are this.
Right.
So there is like some gray area that I guess on one hand, until you make it official, you kind of got to eat this or like Rebecca said, break up with him.
Rebecca, thank you for calling in and bringing that angle. That was very, very interesting of you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Love you, girl. Bye.
Love you.
She's like, I'm glad it's not me. Before you tell us if you're going to reach out to Tink's ex or not, Chels, let's get two more texts. Brian, what are you getting into right there?
All right, we got from the 951. Do not reach out to Tinkerbell. It shows kind of that you're not totally on his side. I would be skeptical of you as a partner in a relationship moving forward. If you did, staying away is the adult thing to do in this situation.
Okay.
Then from the 626, it's Catherine in Mission Hill. She says, yes, if you're be a grown-up and clear the air for yourself if you feel like it's necessary. It's your decision to do so.
All right, here's the answer. If you just tuned in, Chelsea's debating whether or not to reach out to her unofficial boyfriend's ex, who she met for the first time this weekend. Chelsea, what are you going to do?
Well, I didn't meet her for the first time. I had a past relationship with her.
Well, you found out for the first time. Yeah.
And so, I mean, for me, well, first off, thank you, everyone, for all your advice, because I feel like it's really helped me. Great advice. I wish I could be as savage as a lot of you guys. I'm very jealous, and maybe I need to work on that in the coming months. But I don't know. For me, it's like, it's not... I know that I'm dating this guy, but it's not about my relationship with him. It's about the fact that I've had a past relationship with this woman. And it's about me finding peace with someone else, with this female. And I don't know, I just feel like I feel like I need to reach out and do my part to tell my side of the story. Whether she accepts that or not, I still want to find some sort of peace. We're adults, and I just want us to be adults.
Sure,
you know?
Peace part. I would like to say this, though. She is the ex of the guy you're dating. So I don't think you're ever going to be like skipping through the fields of daisies, you know what I mean?
Being
like
high
five and being best friends.
Of course.
So if you don't get that, you have to be okay with the fact that she just doesn't like you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, if you're okay with it, Chels, we'll see what message you sent, if you called her, texted her, and then we'll give you guys an update. Thank you for calling in and listening to see where this goes. Is it the right thing that Chelsea's doing, reaching out to Tink's ex? We'll find out tomorrow. Also tomorrow at this time, this is going to be really fun. We're going to talk to a woman who had an amazing challenge. She went on 30 dates in 3 days. Details coming up next. Will Chelsea be joining her?
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
The new Elvis Presley biopic has been cast, and Austin Butler has won the role of Elvis.
Okay.
I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Who's that guy?
So, Austin, he's a babe, first and foremost, you should know that.
Well, he's going to look like Elvis, I'm assuming. They're not just going to put, like, Louis Anderson in that role.
It's funny, his facial structure definitely does look like a young Elvis. But he's like a very blonde kid. So, like, you wouldn't be someone that I'd initially say, oh, he's going to play him, just because... Mm.
What has he done before? I literally have no idea who this kid is.
So, what he's best known for is his roles in The Carrie Diaries and The Shannara Chronicles, which are, like, teen drama.
Gotcha.
But he's also Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend. He's been her boyfriend for, like, 6 years, so people know him as that.
It's legit. He's got commitment issues.
Yeah, he's a legit actor. He's also going to be in like a movie coming up with Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Murray, Selena Gomez. So he's done a lot, but he's kind of like been under the radar a little bit.
Shit.
So I think this is obviously going to be a massive role for him. And a lot of guys were vying for this role. He beat out Ansel Elgort, Miles Teller, and Harry Styles was up for it, which I think is so interesting.
You know who really wanted this role, but they didn't give him the time of day? G-Eazy.
Ooh,
he so wanted to do Elvis so bad.
Ooh, that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
I feel like he's too tall and lanky to be Elvis.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen pictures of Elvis in later stages of his life, but I don't think G-Eazy could pull up. I think Miles Teller would have been good.
Yeah, he's always great.
I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any idea who these kids are.
Totally, but I'm excited for this film. Tom Hanks is also going to be in the movie as well. That was just announced.
I know who he is.
Yeah, there you go.
Is Wilson going to be in it?
Is who?
Wilson! I know he is.
Yeah,
I know everyone is but the kid playing.
All right, what does it take to get a lap dance from Jennifer Lopez?
All right.
Apparently, you have to win the World Cup on Friday during her Madison Square Garden show. The Friday night one, not the Saturday night one where there's the power went out. But the Friday night show, she gave women's soccer star Carly Lloyd a lap dance on stage. Apparently, Alex Rodriguez, J-Lo's fiance, brought Carly to the security, brought her on stage because it was her birthday.
I bet he did.
Okay.
I bet he did.
And in the video, which we'll post on 97.1 Amp Radio's Instagram, J-Lo put Carly in a seat, in a chair, sat on top of her, and gave her the slowed down version of If You Had My Love.
I volunteer as tribute.
There it is. It's a good video. So that's all I have. Anything else you guys want to say?
No,
I know who J-Lo is.
There you go. Okay.
I know who she is.
All right, cool.
Still don't know who the hell this kid is.
All right, well, I'll show you. I'll Google him after for you.
It won't matter.
We will all know who he is very soon after that film.
Absolutely.
Wish him all the best. All right, coming up next, we will play the key song of the day before 10 a.m., which is Sunflower by Post Malone. Why is that important? You got to be caller 9. Get yourself a key to hopefully start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right? Also, if you want to laugh some more, go to our Instagram right now, main feed at 97.1 Amp Radio. We just did the hashtag Old Face Challenge, where it takes a picture of you and then just makes you into an old man or old woman. It's called the Face App. And we dared to ask this. Who aged the worst? Wow, you guys did not hold back. Coming up next, we will read some of those, which are pretty hilarious. Right about now, before we give the results of who you voted as, going to be the one on the show that ages the worst, according to the hashtag Old Face Challenge. If you haven't caught on to this, it's all over social media. So basically, there's this app called the Face App. And it takes a picture that you've taken recently or whenever, and it just ages you to at least like 60 plus what you're gonna look like. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty on point, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary though. And Tamara's gonna give us the results on who aged the worst according to this old face challenge. I look like a melted wax figure of a hungover George Lopez. Basically what I look like, straight up. Before we give us the results, Brian, do you want to give any context to the picture Tamara chose?
Well, Tam picked a trash picture for me.
Oh, gosh.
Just initially, just
yeah,
to start.
Just straight up. Like, everyone else has got, like, I mean, like, Edgar's on a red carpet. Chelsea's is like a picture she took. She's wearing makeup. Madge is like, and everyone's picture is like their faces in the frame all the way. Mine is a selfie I took imitating my dog. Like, I was imitating my dog's stupid, wacky face. So I have my mouth open and like, I'm like not even looking at the camera.
Yeah, your tongue's out. Even your tongue has wrinkles. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, an old ass tongue.
Just an old ass cracked tongue. Check out the pictures up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio, where we asked who aged the worst. Tamara, take it away.
All right, so Ashley said, sorry, Brian, but you definitely looked aged the worst. And then, of course, Brian had something to say. So.
Oh, no, I just said you did me dirty. I'm just calling out the fact that you were the one who selected the photos, which is a fair critique.
Whatever. Okay, and also, let's see. Hold on. Oh, someone said that Edgar looks like, what is it, Don Francisco?
Yeah, that's an OG Spanish television legend right there, bro. Don Francisco, that's a compliment. Thank you. And they said I look like a hipster, Don Francisco, from Sabado Gigante.
Right, and Mike Garcia, man, he came for you, Chelsea.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he said Chelsea's skin looks like a man cave couch leather.
Oh, my God.
Leather face.
That's so rude.
Right.
I got to stand out the sun.
Right.
It's the because you're wearing makeup, so you got like a glow to like the contouring, but then it's some wrinkled ass contouring.
I also feel like I have the most wrinkles out of anyone. Probably because I'm...
I've already told you this.
What?
It just means you smile more. You've enjoyed life the most out of all of us.
Do forehead wrinkles count? Just raising your eyebrows at people all the time.
Producer Brad, he says he just looks like next Sunday.
Oh my...
Straight up. Anyways,
and
check
Majestic
it out.
Looks...
Majestic
looks good. He doesn't look bad, really.
I'll take it.
He's aging well.
DJ Majestic is half Filipino and half German, and he lives by his Filipino side, and he's never in the sun. So he takes care of his skin like better than anybody in this show.
Gotta moisturize.
Yes, facts. All right, check out the pictures at 97.1 Amp Radio. Make fun of us. It should be good, all right? I want to give a shout out right now to all the homies at Man Up Barbershop in Corona, California. Thank you for tuning in. Angel, Araceli, Frankie, Alex, Gerald, Ezra, and Eric. Also, to Marilyn from Mariscos El Güero. I went by to pick up some ceviche in Chino Hills yesterday. And you know she's a homie. when she gave me the ceviche, she reached in her pocket and was like, hey, I got a little something for you. I was like, shoot, what's going on? What's going on here? And she pulled out a little baggie of these hot peppers.
Oh, it is a baggie.
This tiny chiles that she grows in her backyard. Wow. And she's like, yo, you guys got to have some of these on the show. No. Do a stunt with it or something.
Oh, my God.
So I got them with you right now.
Oh, no.
Smell them, bro. Smell them. Smell them, Chels.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah,
Ryan, okay.
Smell them real quick. Smell these chiles. So tomorrow
burn my nose
at 7:25. We're going to do some of those hot chilies.
Those are good. Solid.
It's going to be good.
Right. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
You just heard the key song of the day play, which is Sunflower by Post Malone. Remember, anytime you hear that song play in its entirety, all day today, be caller 9, and you pick up a key that hopefully will start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. All right, it's the second one that we're giving out this end of the summer. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hello?
What, are you having a conversation over there? Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm talking to my dad. Hi!
What's your dad up to?
Nothing. He's just seeing what I'm doing. And I told him that I'm calling about the Jeep.
You're like, nothing, Dad. I'm just trying to win us a Jeep.
No, whoa.
Jessica, what's your dad's name?
His name's Anthony.
All right, so let him know that you're caller 9 and you just got a key.
Oh, my God! Dad, I'm caller 9! I'm caller 9!
He's like, neat. What does that mean?
Jessica from Rolling Heights, why do you need this new Jeep in your life?
I'm trying to learn how to drive, and I really need a new car because our old car is, like, old.
How old are you, Jessica?
22.
Oh!
You're learning how to drive at 22.
Bloomer, it's okay.
You're like Cardi B. Right? I had to learn how to drive on some, like, old-ass Nissan Sentra that was stick shift.
Watch, she's going to win the Jeep, and her parents are going to be like, you're still going to drive the old one. We don't trust you with a new car yet.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award going out to our listener, Erica, from the LBC, for her savage advice that she gave our girl Chelsea earlier this morning. So, Chelsea had a little drama go down this weekend with her unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell. They've been going strong for the last 3 months. They went to a birthday party together, and guess who decided to show up? Tinkerbell's ex.
Nerve.
But it gets worse! It gets worse! Chelsea, you actually know her.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know who she was, meaning that you didn't know she was Tinkerbell's ex, but you know from the past, she's kind of an acquaintance or whatever. You said what's up to her. She kind of did your little Fucci face, like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I ain't talking to you. You're dating my old man.
Yeah. And then your man and her had a little drama on the side about some other stuff. It got all complicated. Mm-hmm. So Chelsea was asking, I feel like I should reach out to her because I do kind of know her from the past. We're not friends or anything.
Yeah.
But just to make sure, like, I got no beef with you.
Just to clear the air and let her know. I didn't know that she was the ex and,
Brian,
that whole thing.
This is what Erica had to think about that or had to say about that. Erica from Long Beach, you're telling Chelsea, yes, reach out to Tink's ex. Why is that?
Absolutely. You better reach out. You are the new girl. She ain't got no claim. You better reach out to her. Let her know what time it is. And if you got to threaten her a little bit,
let
her know to back up off of you. That's your man.
Like, I don't want to make her feel bad. That's my thing. Like, I've been in her situation before, and I don't.
We don't care about her.
Yeah. I kind of like what you're saying.
Can't we just be adults about it?
Now lay the law down.
Come on.
Erica, what would your message say to Tinkerbell's ex if you were Chelsea? Break it down.
First of all, you got to start with the hand clap, like boo-boo, first of all. Little boo-boo, I'm trying to be grown. If you cross me again, it's going to be a problem. So you got to start with the boo-boo. You got to clap first.
So Chelsea has decided to reach out to Tinkerbell's ex after all your calls, and she's basically going to copy-paste Erica's message.
Yep. Starting with that hand clap emoji.
Somehow I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Hey, you never know. I can be ratchet. I can be, savage. I got this. Right, Tam?
You got it, girl.
Okay.
Don't put a question mark
side
on
eye.
It.
I got that side eye. Oh, you know?
Boy. You just proved it right
in
there, Chelsea.
Sass.
You proved it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Tomorrow at 7:45 in the morning, tune in, and you'll have a follow-up of what Chelsea ends up messaging, calling, saying her new man's ex. That should be good. All right, Yes Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. And remember, all day today, when you hear the key song of the day,
then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck by you.
Post Malone,
you're a sunflower.
Sunflower, be caller 9. You pick up a key to hopefully win that 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right? 877-971-HITS is the number to call.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.